Okay, shalom. It's happening. We're doing this. Ariella, we're doing this?
I think so.
Okay, welcome to the Jewish Autism Network podcast with Simcha and
Ariella.
Okay, Ariella, we're doing this.
Yes.
All right, we spoke about this and now we're doing it. And I'm regretting it. This is the Jewish Autism Network podcast. We are the chosen I've just alienated every single one of our listeners. Okay, so Ariella, what are we talking about?
Our 20-year anniversary coming up. How about that?
Oive, you went there. You went there right off the bat. We also have our producer, Sam Milstein. Say hello. You don't have a mic. Okay. There's no channel. Okay, don't say hello. Sam, next week is my 20-year wedding anniversary. 20 years, it flies by. And so far, what's the plan, Ariella?
You tell me.
I've been looking at flights. I've been looking at cruises. But given the current Delta variant,
right,
we may end up going to somewhere more local. And Basil's not going to cut it, right?
Don't even go there.
Really? This is like a restaurant.
The menu went down.
Right. Okay. So a restaurant's not going to cut it, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I got to like spend the Chanel bag?
No.
Okay.
I like having that on you, that I don't have one.
I did go to Chinatown recently. Okay. All right. Okay, so is it going okay?
We'll find out.
All right. Okay, so Ariella, we started recently the Jewish Autism Network, a spectrum shtetl of sorts to kvel and kvetch with those that get it. And we wanted to start a podcast schmooze. This could either bring us closer together or this could be the final nail. Anyway, Ariella.
In the 20-year coffin.
In the 20-year coffin. Oh, this is not going. Okay, Ariella, 20 years. How are you feeling about it? Good? Bad? Ugly?
Still deciding.
So you want to stay for another 20 or you ready to hit the... okay, don't answer that till the end. This is the first of hopefully many podcasts. There are people listening to this podcast that know us from our communal life. We, for many years, we ran a Hasidic hipster synagogue gallery in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn, which is our fifth child, though we've been, consciously uncoupling. We have wonderful new young leadership, and although we're very much involved in our fifth child, that reminds me, Pratt is starting up in a week and I got to get in the zone with the kids. It's been a while. We've also become involved with autism advocacy. It's something that we're going to be talking about on the podcast. But to ease in the gentle listener, I thought it'd be a good idea to begin with three things nobody knows about us. So Ariella, who's going to go first? You or me? I told you last night, think of three things. I don't know your three things. You don't know my three things. And you want to go first?
Well, I may be very hard to follow from.
You could be, okay. You want to go?
Hit okay. It. Okay, I'll hit it. I am terrible at paperwork.
Oh, that's a big surprise. You really want to go there?
I'm going to go there.
Okay, can I explain?
Very hard follow.
Can I explain for the listener just how bad at paperwork you are?
I was about to explain.
Okay, great.
This
is about to get explosive.
I am a SEID, a special ed therapist.
Yep.
And I am a year behind in my paperwork.
1 year.
1 year?
Literally 1 year.
I have to get in notes from September by August 20th.
Okay, so that means, okay, so for an entire year, let's get this straight, you have not billed a single cent.
I haven't been billing because I've been busy seeing the kids.
You want to apologize to the kids' schools whose tuition have not been met.
My agency.
Apologize
my
to the
supervisor.
Agency. Supervisor. Apologize to the bank who are awaiting mortgage collection.
I apologize to the Board of Ed that will get a very big billing soon.
And your husband.
Well,
okay.
No.
What was number two?
Number two, I have a dream of running half a marathon.
Really?
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
Or a charity. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'll take on the challenge.
All right. Great.
And number three.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
Remember that time when you signed up for the half marathon in Las Vegas?
Yes.
And I had to put down money for the half marathon.
Half a grand.
Yeah. Did you ever actually run that marathon? Okay.
I got the socks and I put on the socks.
Yeah, yeah. You bought the equipment. You got the equipment. You joined the gym. You got the trainer. You just didn't do the marathon. What's number three?
When people call me, I don't pick up the phone because I like to talk. And if I don't have a big gap to speak in, I ignore the phone call.
I think it's the other way around, Ariella. They don't pick up. Okay. Would you like my three things?
Yes.
Okay. Sam, on the levels, you ready for my three things that nobody knows about me? In no particular order, scribbled them down. Number one, I have never seen a single episode of Shtissel.
Wow.
Can you believe it? A guy like me, hipster chassid, never seen Shtissel.
And the walk of shame comes.
The walk of shame. Even though I quote Shtissel, I have piggybacked on. I have written, I made an entire poem based off Shtissel. Never seen a single episode.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, okay.
With that the was, event.
Yeah, okay, fine. I tried. Number one. Number two, you know this about me, but the listener does not know this about me. I'm about to lose some credibility. I am completely obsessed with Amni magazine. Is it Amni or Ami?
Good question.
Whatever. Listeners, please write in how to pronounce Ami magazine. I'm obsessed. I love it. I can't decide whether I like love it because I love it or love it because I hate it, but I can't ignore it.
Friday night tradition.
Friday night. I sit on the couch, right? Every Friday night, and I read articles out loud to the family from Ami magazine, and we're all just like platsing, crying with laughter. This week was a beauty, right?
Yes, it kills all the tension in the house.
This
the
week
magazine.
Was a beauty. 18 girls stranded, kicked off a plane in Amsterdam. That was.
But they kept Sneas the whole time.
They kept Sneas. They did kept Sneas. It said in the article, right?
Yeah, they kept. It said
they
the
kept. They kept Sneas. They were Simcha Dick, and they never lost their emuna.
And there was a consensus that Amsterdam is poison.
Yes.
And where did they go instead?
They went there to Antwerp.
With caterers and speakers.
The Askinim in Monsey said, Amsterdam is poison. Get them out and find their way to Antwerp with a caterer. Okay, so there we have it. It's going okay, I think, so far. All right, so there's an article. That was the easing in, right? That was the easing in part.
Third thing.
Oh, what's third thing?
Three? I'm
obsessed.
Know
you know what it is. I'm obsessed with lemon meringue pie.
Yes.
Can't get enough of it.
And you need to have a talk with the person in Marketplace who hasn't had it for the past year.
Yes. If the manager of Marketplace is listening to the Jewish Autism Podcast, as I presume he or she is, please up your lemon meringue pie game.
Because your wife can't bake.
You can't. Well, you not at that level. That's like Olympian. The Olympian gold medal of lemon meringue pie from the Marketplace has disappeared. It's been replaced with the inferior Boston cream pie.
Doesn't cut it.
It doesn't cut it, and I'm fuming. Okay, Ariella, are you ready to get into the heavy stuff?
Let's get real.
We're about to get real? We're gonna get
we have
raw.
To wake up Sam. He looks like he's falling asleep.
Sam, the producer, is falling asleep over here. Sam, wake up! It's Autism Podcast. What's the matter with you? All right, Ariella, you ready for the beef?
I'm ready.
Okay, so you sent me an article last night that I felt was worthy of discussion on the podcast. It is an article that appeared on today.com. So an article on today.com called Why There's a War Between Parents of Children with Autism and Autistic Adults. By the way, Ariella, I off the bat did not like the title of the article. Why There's a War. Why would they have to use the word war? There's enough war and there may be disagreements, there may be discussions, and we're going to get into the whys, but why use the word war? I'm looking at currently the situation in Afghanistan, which is a war. So firstly, I found that a little insensitive, a little dramatic, and quite frankly, a little offensive. But I think the article talks about the conflict between overbearing autism parents and actually autistic individuals, and the tension between parents choose to represent their children, their family, their circumstances. Any thoughts on the article, Ariella?
I think it's not a matter of representing the autistic individuals, the parents representing them. I think it's them speaking for the children. And for the children that cannot express themselves, sharing personal things that happen in the household when the child cannot ask them not to share it. When we film a child having a meltdown, posting it on the internet and asking for advice, or when talking for their child and when taking pictures and not asking the child if it's okay to post them or not.
So I think what the article spoke about was the notion of, they call it in the article, martyr parent groups who are using their children for sympathy and, I guess, posting pictures and content without consent of those being photographed and documented. I don't necessarily agree that they're being used for sympathy, but there certainly is an issue of consent. And I think it's a hot mess. Permission to speak freely? Yeah, hands up.
So when I was reading the article, one of the autistic adults was saying that when he was 8 years old, he had a lot of meltdown over a lack of being able to express himself. He had meltdowns. He would throw things. He would hit. And as he matured and got older, as neurotypical children do, he matured. And if his parent decided to post those instances when he was 8 years old, he would have been very, very embarrassed. And I think that does say something for the autistic community in general, no matter where they are holding on the spectrum.
Right. So we wouldn't necessarily make a video of a typical child's meltdown. Why should we make a video of an autistic child's meltdown?
Nobody would want the worst time being pictured, especially being posted,
our oldest being typical videoed. Can you imagine if we would post some of the things he's done?
Mendel? Absolutely. Anyone. Me or anyone.
Stormed out of the Seder?
Let's not go there.
Let's definitely not go there.
I also think it's different if a group of parents of children, autistic children, got together and spoke privately in a room for advice, which is something that neurotypical parents also sit in a group and discuss for advice than posting something on the internet. There's a big difference between seeking advice of parents like them or posting it in a public forum. And I think it's okay for one parent to speak to another parent, for advice, but why does it have to be posted on a public platform?
Or it could be on a private Facebook parent platform, which is, designated for a certain, homogenous, like-minded community. I got to be honest, Ariella, to be blunt, it's a big hot mess. Here's my take, that parents can be overbearing, helicopter, overbearing. You know any parents that are overbearing, Ariella?
No,
any mothers, perhaps, that are a little bit, call me, maybe. Jewish parents, maybe I'm giving into a stereotype, can be even more overbearing, helicopter-esque. And then you have sort of an autism parent is even more overbearing because they feel that their children have challenges. As a parent, you feel that they need to cradle. So then you have Jewish autism parents who are helicoptering a helicopter on a helicopter. And I think autistic individuals, like any individual, hits puberty, adolescence, wants more freedom. And I think it's a hot mess. I have become a little bit, as you know, and I think this is one of kind of the impetus for me kind of starting this organization and starting this path. I've become a little bit woke on the topic. Some of the things that I wrote on the website, by the way, have you seen our website, Ariella?
I don't want to answer that.
You've not even seen the website, right? The website that I spent a year of my life researching, writing, working with artists that's in your name. Have you even seen?
That's not so bad.
Do you know the domain name of the website?
Considering the fact that I still haven't read your book that you wrote 20 years ago, Up, Up, and Ive, This is not so bad, this timeline with me not seeing the website yet.
Just so you know, Ariel, I wrote 3 books.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm just going to read to you something from the website, which is in your name, Ariella.
It's really? Yeah, thank you. That's nice.
This is in our name. This is what we wrote together.
So what did I say?
This is what you said on the topic. You said, as neurotypical parents, we'll get to that in the end of the podcast, we recognize we can't expect to understand the world autistic people inhabit. But we know your voices have been and continue to be marginalized within the Jewish community and the world at large, and the depictions of you and your lives are often superficial and objectifying. We have learned so much from the actually autistic community and have become better, more empathetic parents and people as a result of our interactions. You educate us daily, and we are grateful for it.
I could say that the way I treat Ellie, the way I view what he does, the way I make decisions for him has definitely changed based on following and listening and reading things that the autistic adult community has wrote.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. I'm all in. There's an Insta handle that I follow called Autism Sketches.
Autistic Cats, they're great.
Autistic Cats has become our
favorite.
Fantastic. And they've changed the way that I think about our son, Ellie. They've changed the way I think about myself. They've changed the way I really think about the world. It's important to note that autism parents are not autistic. We should not monopolize the conversation, and that we speak for ourselves and not for our kids. There are a few pointers that I came up with through reading the article. And by the way, I'm very sensitive to the, I guess you would call them, the autistic parent bloggers and content creators. I do believe that largely have their child's best intentions at heart, even though it's not an approach to parenting that I would practice. That makes sense?
Yes.
Sometimes I've seen some of the parent Insta handles, and they can have a little bit of a martyr parent vibe, and that's not something really that I subscribe to. So I guess I got a little woke. I've been down the rabbit hole on the autistic cats. And Ariella, here's some of the things that I've learned that has really, I guess, changed the way that I think as a parent and as a father and as a human. Some of the things I've learned from following some of the handles. So here's some of the things that I've learned from following some of the handles of the neurodiverse that has been enlightening to me. Number one, that they are autistic, not people with autism.
They've said that because they're saying that they don't want to be viewed as somebody that has a medical diagnosis. They just think differently, because I think you have to explain it.
Yeah, okay, fine. So I've learned from the autistic community, they are autistic, not people with autism. I think very often in sensitivity training, in fact, I was talking about this recently with Fagi, a friend of ours. Fagi had said that the common practice is people, is what, pronouns for people, right?
Yes.
Or people for pronouns?
People before pronouns, but they don't want to be people before pronouns.
Okay, yeah, so Fagi had said the common practice is people before pronouns. So you would say a child with autism.
Right.
But the community themselves feel like autism is neurological. It's not an illness, as we know. It's not a disease.
They're neurodiverse.
They are neurodiverse. We don't have a child with autism. We have an autistic child.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I getting it right?
100%.
Whatever I do, I'm going to offend somebody right now.
100%, that too.
Okay.
But that at least means that people are listening if they get offended, so.
Okay, if you're offended, then send all offensive emails to my wife. Her email is ariella.weinstein@gmail. Anything positive, send to rabbi@pratt.edu.
But I'm going to ask a question right now, and I don't know if you want to go there.
Yep.
But then what do you say to the parents who have children that need a lot more help than the autistic adults that we are referencing right now? And the autistic community actually answered that question.
What did they say?
The autistic community said that somebody could be autistic and have a learning disability. Someone could be autistic and also have bipolar. Somebody could be autistic and have ADHD. Because a lot of people asked the autistic community that, you know, they said that it's okay to say what you're saying, but we have a different situation on our hands. That is what the parents are saying. Our kids need a lot more support than what you need.
I think what we say about something reflects how we think about something. And I think that, you know, hopefully one day, you know, Ellie will tell us what he prefers, and that's what I'll use. But I think, you know, for the time being, I'm going to follow the autistic cats because they're super cool.
I believe they could give us insight into Ellie's world.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, but no matter what, let's spread a message of hope, love, acceptance, and tolerance. Another, I guess, awakening that I had following some of the actually autistic handles. And I think that's really essentially what this article, why there's a war, and I still don't like the term war, between the parents of children with autism and autistic adults is some of these tensions. And I think these tensions exist, by the way, in all parent-child relationships. I don't think this is necessarily, you know, this war that the article is talking about exists. I think, Sam, you ever fight with your parents? No, never, right? Okay, so I think this war, I don't think it's necessarily even just designated autism world. I think it exists in across the board when it comes to parenting. But something else that I've learned going down the rabbit hole was ableism, which runs deep into our culture. And I think some of the words that I've used and some of the imagery that we use to frame the conversation around autism, I think it's a little ableist, a little objectifying, a little reductive, and a little infantile. And I'll give you some of the examples of things that I'm kind of not so down with anymore, and I'm curious to get your take on this, Ariella. I'm very mature, right? I feel like I'm getting mature, no?
Yeah. You're definitely growing up every year.
Every year I get a year older, right? Okay, so that is the puzzle piece. What's our take on the puzzle piece?
The puzzle piece.
We're in with the piece. We're out with the piece.
I'm in with. Whatever.
I'm out with the piece. Out.
It was four children with you know, four autistic adults. I have to get used to using that term. And if they're not down with it, I'm not down with it. They are into that other symbol, the infinity symbol.
Right. The neurodiverse.
Yes.
I'm in.
And I'm totally in with that.
I'm in. In with the diverse. Out with the puzzle. When I first, I guess, sort of, you know, was thinking of myself as an autism parent, and I don't know if I should even use the term autism parent because at the end of the day, I'm not autistic and I shouldn't co-opt the conversation, but it's a very diverse community. And
I also think, I mean,
I gotta stop being too in the.
With this whole war going on, I'm kind of happy that there is one because I think that 30 years ago, we didn't think that an autistic adult would be able to express himself to us.
Right.
And I find this so amazing that we are even having this conversation with other autistic adults. And I think this is giving hope to a lot of parents when they could see their kids' future. I think every parent ultimately wants to fight with their kids. They don't want a kid that doesn't have an opinion. They want that maturity there. And I would love Ellie to argue with me about something. And that's ultimately my dream, to have these fights with him.
Right, right. And we do. I mean, he certainly...
He definitely gets his point across.
He's led
the way. He's the reason why we made drastic changes in our life.
Drastic.
So he's definitely led the way in his own
way. We'll get into that in
different
episodes.
Few podcasts.
We're easing in. Before we get into it, and I don't know how much we want to get into it. I don't know how much we should get into it. I think that in the Jewish world, do I want to go there? Let's go there. We're going to go there. Can I go there?
Before we miss this topic.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that autistic adults that can verbally express themselves, like the individuals that we are talking about, I would say that children who are autistic and nonverbal definitely express themselves.
Yes.
they definitely express what they don't like, and they're very, very adamant about it. And that's what leads these parents to these conversations that the verbal autistic community are having.
Right. For a kid that doesn't speak much, he makes a lot of noise.
And all the parents are talking about it, and that is what is enraging
right.
the older community.
Right.
And I also think that the prevalence of autism went up the past few years. And I don't know if it's because, you know, we are able to diagnose better now, but it went up, and a lot of these kids that were diagnosed reached adulthood now, and that's also why these conversations are coming up.
Right.
And they are definitely in need of having.
I was about to drop the bomb, but we'll leave that for another episode. What I will say about the Jewish community, I think the Jewish community have really, over the last 20 years, mobilized, organized, and been at the forefront of disability rights and resources. However, when it comes to sensitivity, objectification, and ableism, I think we got a lot to learn, although we're going to leave that for another episode. We did ask, I did mention before, Ariella, puzzle piece, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Down.
Down. Okay. I don't know. I think puzzles are for kids. And why should I say my son is missing a piece? I don't like that. He's not missing anything, you know? He's neurodiverse.
He thinks differently.
He processes differently. And it's not...
And what's
with the blue?
All humans
blue.
Do.
Thumbs up with the blue? Down with the blue? I'm down.
Whatever the autistic adults say.
I'm down.
This is really for them. Everything we're doing is for them. So
thumbs down with the blue. Although I should tell you, there are many people that have followed,
they're
I guess...
red now, I think.
Up with the red, which is a problem for me because I'm a Manchester City fan and we're blue and United is red. But for autism, for the autistic cats, I'm going to go red, even though it's painful. What I will say is there are many people that have reached out to me since I've been sort of writing and talking more about autism. And they have said to me, I'm lighting it blue, Rabbi, I'm lighting it blue. And they're coming from a good place. You know, their heart's in the right place. They have the best intentions. And I would never say to such a person, You know, blue is childlike and objectifying and a puzzle piece. God forbid. I think if the intentions are in the right place, I'm certainly not going to argue with anyone's intentions and motives. Although personally, I've been on a bit of a journey.
I think we also have to say that we're speaking for ourselves. We're not speaking for anyone else.
Yes. Good point, Ariella. The opinions of this podcast...
Represent
Simcha and Ariella. Don't sue us. Don't come after us. Because I was reading in the article over here, what's her name? Autism Cafe. You got to hear this one. The actually autistic community, they're going hard.
She's getting
it. Right? She's getting it. Our friend, what's her name? Fanny Cooper's voice. She's getting it hard.
Death threats.
So she got. So don't come after. What we're trying to say is don't come after us.
Please.
Please. We love you. We appreciate you. We're learning from you. On that note, I think we're coming to the end of the inaugural podcast. How are you feeling about it, Ariella?
I'm feeling like we're at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, we're not even. Yeah,
we're talking about puzzle pieces and red or blue. This
scratching
is just
the surface
of the iceberg.
Yes. Yeah, we're easing in.
We're easing in.
You gotta ease in. Basically, this podcast is going to be the slow breakdown of our marriage. The listeners are going to have a front row seat into the breakdown of our marriage or breakthrough.
Well, it's been 2 decades, so it's fine.
It's been 2 decades. We'll let the listener decide whether it should be 3. We'd like to ask everyone to keep the hashtag, hashtag Team Ariella, if you're with Ariella, and hashtag Team Simcha, if you're with... Sam, hashtag Ariella.
Aww.
Okay, so he's Team Ariella.
I like that.
And do we want to end off with a bombshell? Because as you know, Ariella, I make everything about me.
Obviously.
And even though this podcast is about autism. And the plan would be to have on anyone and everyone. Because I want to understand it. I want to get to the bottom of it. You know my feelings about schools. You know my feeling about residential placement. You know my feeling about lack of vocational opportunities. My feelings about lack of independent opportunities. I'm mad as hell. So we're going to get This podcast is going to go there. I'm going to be taking names, so prepare to go there. But do we want to end off the bombshell about my own journeys in neurodiversity? Oh, or should we leave that?
You have to do it, don't you?
Should we leave that as a cliffhanger for episode two?
You do this with every single situation.
Yes. Do you want to go there, Ariella? Do we want to talk about my journeys in Noro?
Do I even really have a say if you go there?
I always do that, right? Drop a cliffhanger.
I can't say.
You know, I have a show coming up on Netflix, but I can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
I can't talk about the show. I signed an NDA. I can't talk about it. I don't know if I'm going to do the show, by the way.
You're doing the show.
Marty Seligson said if I do it, it'll be the end of me.
It'll be the end of you if you don't at home, so.
Thank you, Marty. You put me in a situation. Anyway.
Anything that pays a bill, you're doing.
I think that's it. I think we're
even
done.
For the,
this is me.
Bill, you're going to do.
Me, Simcha.
I think what we should do is a live where we take questions or comments.
Oh, we're not
as
ready
we're
for
doing
live.
This.
You want to do live?
Oh, that's the best.
We got
100%.
We can have phone calls?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. People can phone in?
Yeah.
Like a phone-in show. Okay, so we're going to have a phone-in show. By the way, I want to interview anyone and everyone, and especially, autistic individuals themselves who are often marginalized. I think that's maybe the takeaway from this episode, from the conversation, as we see in the war, quote-unquote, the war that's going on amongst autistic adults and their parents. So, really open call for anyone that wants to be on the show. Reach out. We'd love to schmooze. We'd love to have you. We're happy to accommodate you. And I think this podcast is coming to the end.
I think
we're going to leave a cliffhanger. We're leaving the cliffhanger. I'm not going to talk about my adventures. Wow. Yes.
I think that people should also let us know what they want us to discuss on here.
Yeah.
To discuss on here, and we could do a live discussing it.
Okay, we can do a live. Send in your topics. Don't overpromise, Ariel, because then we're stuck. You know what I mean?
Well, you set up this thing in our living room, so we might as well use it if we're stuck.
Yeah, we literally went out and spent a fortune.
It's on the coffee table in our living room.
On the coffee table.
It's not moving.
In our living room. On that bombshell, we'd like to thank the listeners. We'd like to thank our producer, Sam Milstein. Sam, you okay? You got a lot of editing to do tonight. By the way, and my co-host, my partner in life, my love, Ariella.
That's nice. And I will be announcing what you end up doing for our 20-year anniversary, so it better be good.
So
everyone's going to hear about it or hear about the lack of.
I want to wish you mazel tov on surviving 20 years with me, which is an achievement, by the way.
100%.
I know. It's like I'm watching the fall of Afghanistan. It took them 20 years. So we survived. And I want to thank everyone. This is me, Rabbi Simcha, saying goodnight.
I think you're just loving the microphone.
I'm just loving the mic.
The whole setup.
Like I'm back in the shul. Shabbos, everybody. Good Shabbos. Shalom. And.